There are so many mindset issues that hold us back as business owners. Oftentimes, these are really deep identity issues that are ingrained in us since maybe even childhood. We dove into this conversation with my friend Tracy Harris, who is just an amazing light and energy in the world. I absolutely love her, but she's going to talk a little bit in this highlight about how she unlocked her authentic identity. She really had to address perfectionism and inferiority complex that had been lurking for her for a while. She talks about how that was showing up for her, how she got to the root of it so that she could begin to break free from it and really show up fully as herself in her business and online. So make sure to tune in to this highlight. And if you need to, really take some time to journal and do the work. Don't just listen to it and take it in and go, well, that's good for her, because I almost guarantee it's going to apply to you. I know it did for me. This is for you, the online business owner who wants to maximize your profit and multiply your impact. I'm Shanna, host of the Community Creators Podcast. I've spent over a decade helping top brands and entrepreneurs create thriving communities that increase their reach, retention, and revenue. This podcast is where I share my best insights and invite you into conversations with the world's leading community creators and cultivators. So grab your favorite mug, fill it up, and let's get started.
It is time to go out and live a bold life and create an amazing magnetic business by being our true authentic selves. So that's what today's conversation is all about. And I'm so excited.
Well, and I love it because you are like a business coach. You help women grow on Instagram, grow their business overall, their courses, their memberships, et cetera. But one of the things you've told me is that it's often not the skills that they need to learn. You know, it's not like they don't know how to do this. It's that there's something that's holding them back from showing up fully, which we talk about a lot on this podcast, that people need authenticity. They need to show up fully as yourself, because that's what's going to attract people to you. That's what's going to help them feel connected. So can you talk a little bit about how you've seen a lack of authenticity, a lack of people really showing up as their true self, impact a business?
Oh, yeah. So this, by the way, is not just for people that are new to business either. This is something that I have even experienced over the past 9 years of having my online business. Every single level that I am working on in my business, every single growth edge that I encounter for myself comes with a whole new shift in who do I have to be now? And so this is even for women that have been in business for a really long time. I'm even thinking of some incredible female entrepreneurs that have done amazing things, that really are earning the most, they're the most well-known, all of the things. And I can still even observe in those women, I'm like, oh gosh, if I could just get my hands on her. Like, I just know. I'm like, if I could just unlock a little bit, because there's still always work to be done with all of us in truly allowing ourselves to be seen. But that begins with us even really knowing who the heck we are to begin with. So that's really where it starts. And it's about unbecoming everything that we have been up to this point and stepping into the new, almost like a rebirth for your next era. Every single part of the climb. So let's just talk about, okay, we're all born into this world as cute little babies, right? And from the second we are born, often before we're even born, people have already assigned labels to us, or they've already determined the culture that we are born into, whether that's a particular society or a particular religion, or whatever it might be. You're already born in this world with rules placed upon you for how you're going to be. So your little soul hasn't even had an opportunity to be fully expressed. And I think as we get older, the more labels and the more conditioning we have experienced from, like I said, our religion. I am a Catholic woman myself. So yes, I'm saying this as someone that loves her religion and a very organized, traditional like religion. but I can still see what conditioning has taken place there and still totally love my religion. And then I can look in my family and I can be like, oh my gosh, like there were particular rules here, some spoken, some not spoken. And it was just very clear who you were truly allowed to be. And then the same thing happens when you go to school, going to mainstream school. The same thing happens just in your general community where you live or the job that you get. And all of this conditioning takes place. And we have to a degree, play the game because that's how we fit in. That's how we find a sense of belonging, is by matching the group, like a pack mentality. We have to fit in order to survive. But when we shift into our own thing, which is our own business, and now we really get to show up in a way that is more authentic and feels great to us, we then have to go back and go, oh my gosh, who the heck am I even? If you took away all of the labels that have been placed on you and all of the rules and all of your past successes and accolades and titles, like take away the degrees. Who cares? Chuck them out. Take away the label of mum. Take away the label of someone's wife. Take away the label of whatever. Who is left? Like at a soul level, who are you? Do you even know that? And I most certainly didn't know. I didn't know until I started like really doing this work, and I'm not even done. I don't think that there is an end point, because like I said, once you get to a certain level, then it becomes clear of like what else is possible. And then you have to like reinvent yourself again. So it's really big and it's philosophical and it's big stuff. And what we're going to talk about today is just like scratching the surface of it all, but it's big. And once we start to find who we are, we can begin to amplify it and really share it with the world and use that as a force for good. Use that for more aligned and magnetic marketing, clearer messaging, more aligned offers, launches that look and feel like us versus cookie cutter cut and paste from other people in the industry, memberships that, you know, maybe take inspiration or take some ingredients from the framework of other great people, but then go and make it be your own. This is when we start innovating, creating our own signature frameworks and processes and ways of doing things. And that is when your business truly explodes. So I went like a long way around, but I'll leave it with you to respond to what I was putting down.
If you have an established membership, you know that retention is the name of the game. When you can keep your customers longer, you increase the lifetime value of each and every customer, which increases your profitability in your business. If you've been wanting to decrease your churn, keep your customers longer, and establish somebody in your business to help really support you on the retention journey, I want you to take a look at my Retain Group Consulting Program. This is crafted specifically to help you establish a solid retention strategy and support a leader on your team that can become the retention leader you've been looking for. Just go to joinretain.com to learn more. Hey friend, thanks for listening. If you like this episode, make sure to subscribe. Then do me a favor and leave a review letting me know what you want to hear more of. To learn more about the show or connect with me, head to shannalynn.com. That's shannalynn.com. Until next time.